This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We are talking about, are social media influencers worth the investment? That's what we'll be discussing today. Somebody already tweeted, you know, how do you define a social media influencer? And I got a quick definition written down here. Somebody who has credibility in a specific industry or access to a large audience that can persuade others by virtue of authenticity and reach.
Mm.
There you go. That's what they used to be anyway.
Yeah, or someone who uses the OOD hashtag.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, OOD. We've also got stories about how has Amazon had enough of your crap.
Mm.
I can actually say it because crap is what they're using as a term.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, honey, I shrunk the fridge.
Yes.
Is story number three coming from Jeff. Finally, wrapping up with how Ford have invented a noise-cancelling doghouse.
Yes.
Right. And do stay tuned because we have a giveaway today, of course. Thanks to Nala Designs, we have 200 ringgits worth of, it's a travel kit, I believe.
Yes.
And we're giving that away to the person who gives us the best response throughout the afternoon. Judges' decisions are final, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know. Anyway, obviously, we've been discussing social media influencers for quite some time, and I'm sure between the three of us, including our team, we follow a bunch of people who are so-called influencers. And now it goes from the micro-influencers who have up to 5,000, 10,000 followers.
Oh, that's like peanuts compared
right?
to influencers, right?
Right? And so you have some that go up to like 50 million or something ridiculous. So, you know, the question on my mind has been, and I know Audrey's kind of explored this in one of her, she did a show not too long ago with Getcraft.
Yeah.
What's his name? Jonathan Davis from Getcraft. And the show was called Can You Trust an Influencer for Resource Center, not too far back. Now, these are kind of, when you decide to go for an influencer or your marketing department decides that that's the way you want to start marketing a particular product, you know, how do you define which influencers you should go with and, you know, to make the right decisions, right? So I kind of got a little bit interested in this and I looked at a bunch of stuff. And one of them was, this guy has an anecdote here and he says that years ago his company took their first dip into utilizing social media influencers. They created a great promotion video for a great new company who wanted to get off the ground. So they approached a social media influencer who claimed she was popular online and had thousands of followers related to our desired target audience and demographic. After a check of her online presence, we found that she was indeed followed by tens of thousands of people and received hundreds of likes on her posts. We agreed to hire her. Her going rate, which was a small fortune. She followed through and posted the promotional videos on her social media accounts. Days went by and they saw no product movement.
Mm.
Why might that have been? Fake followers. That was one of the big problems, of course. So this guy basically said, look, if you want to use these influencers, a bunch of things you need to do. Maybe three steps that you should follow. One, examine their followers. Do they have profile pictures? Are they just avatars? Do they have real name? It's also useful to click on a suspect profile and see if they have a real online presence. Number two, look at their engagement. Do the comments seem like they're from legitimate, local, real people? Or are the comments coming from around the world and from seemingly questionable accounts?
Are all just emojis of thumbs up.
Yes, yes. And number three, consult an expert. You know, marketing professionals have access to powerful software designed to sniff out these fake media accounts. I've followed people who have got fake accounts, you know, unbeknown to me. But then it kind of brought me across to, I spoke on, me and Matt spoke on Matt Splained or Geek Squawk a couple of weeks ago about the 6 or 7 year old kid who's now the highest.
On YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
He gets paid a fortune for reviewing toys.
Toys, yeah.
Right.
Great idea, though.
Great idea. Yeah. Then I came across these two girls. They are called Tatum and Oakley.
Mm.
Tatum and Oakley Fisher. They have 2.2 million followers on Instagram. They have a five-figure sum for one branded photo. They have 2.7 million subscribers on their YouTube channel. And you know what? They're 2 years old.
Whoa.
This is the problem, right? So
isn't that exploitation, though?
That's exactly my point.
Two years old.
So when you are using that definition that we started off with, credibility in a specific industry, access to a large audience, can persuade others by virtue of authenticity and reach. none of that really means anything anymore.
Yeah, because it's just so vague. It's so grey, right?
Right.
Also, I have a problem with these influencers because at times you see some of these influencers just sort of like, you know, promoting things that doesn't even relate to them at all. Mm. For example, you know, I was going across Instagram and, you know, Instagram, they give you suggested profiles that, you know, based on your likes and the stuff that you follow and stuff. So I was just going through that list and in one of the discovery searches in Instagram, and I was just scrolling through, spending way too long in that field, and I came across this Instagram influencer, you know, like 3 million followers or something like that, and it's in this region, it's not Malaysian, but in the region itself, and this influencer was promoting a product that this influencer would never use. It's a female influencer promoting a Gillette shaver. So it's like, how does that actually work then? Like, I was just like stumped for a while looking at the comments and in the caption, right? The caption is trying to, you know, saying something about like, oh, you know, this is a great shaver, but I could never use it. Exactly that. Like,
let me ask you a question.
Don't use that shaver. So.
Was she dressed kind of slightly provocative?
No, right, not at all. Yeah. So
because
it
would have been explainable, right?
Yeah.
Men are coming to her profile, blah, blah, blah.
That would be, yeah. So for me, though, I just have a problem. It's like the definition of influencers is so grey. When Instagram come out and say, like, you know, this is what we deem as influencers, then it's just go like, that's just even more grey. Because then you've got 2-year-olds who, you know, you could say fall into that category. Yeah, of course, they've got millions of followers and stuff. But then, I don't know. I don't like this Instagram influencer models, the kind of business model kind of thing. Because it's content and worthy content that you are looking for, not just someone who knows how to take really good photos, look really good on camera, and, you know, is just able to craft like a 3 sentences to just capture your attention with a bunch of hashtags.
Yeah, but even then, it's not them. They're not taking the pictures. Like, after they sign with some agency, then they're like picking their pictures for them. They're telling them where to go, who to, you know, feature with and all that stuff. But have you guys ever listened to an influencer telling you to buy something? Like, have you ever clicked on a link on an influencer's profile, picked up something?
So I have, but it's not an influencer that you would think of. So this influencer is actually a professional drone photographer who then partnered up with DJI, and then he actually gave out discount codes for DJI products. And his account was amazing. Like, he has really good. I was just about to pull out my phone to bring up his account, and like, I will mention it to the end of this talk set, but his account was really good, and that is, for me, an influencer, someone who's really professional in his field, which is photography. He is a really good photographer, so he got onto Instagram and he then got the followers. But most of these followers that we follow, what are you actually good at?
Yeah,
I want to ask you that, like, because it just feels like it's just you're just really good at traveling. That's not something you could say you're a professional traveler. It doesn't exist, guys. Like, stop it.
Although your travel photos look particularly good, yeah.
Yeah, so I could then say, like, you know, I'm an Instagram influencer. In traveling around the world, but I don't claim myself as I am. I'm just using my phone and that's it. Like, I'm not a professional.
Okay. Go on, quickly, quickly.
So the only time I've listened to a product from an influencer, and these guys are not influencers, is on YouTube channel. So that's a completely different breed.
Agreed.
Yeah, so when I watch like video essays, I love video essays, and most of them are sponsored by either Skillshare, Audible, you know, 5 of these same guys doing the same things. And I think that's just for awareness. Mm. But if I find someone who, like Jeff said, is into photography, and he tags his camera or adds his camera in one of his descriptions, then I'm like, okay, if this person is trumpeting a certain kind of camera, then I will believe him, because there's no way this guy would promote a bad camera, or so I think.
All right.
Yeah.
Ladies and gents, that's where we stand currently. We've just been reading or talking to you about a couple of young 2-year-old girls who have how many? 2.7 million subscribers on their YouTube channel, 2.2 million followers on Instagram, command 5-figure sums for a single branded photograph, 2 years old. These are the influencers of today. Let us know, are social media influencers worth the investment? Let us know what you think. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. This discussion is going all the way on until 1 o'clock. The most interesting comment throughout the day could very possibly win something from Nala Designs, which we're giving away a little bit later on the show. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.